when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious. God bless you, Blood River Radio family, for listening to us. God bless you ones that keep us on the air. I just sent old Biscuit down there in Gatorville. I just sent him a text thanking him again for all he does. And we speak. He texts me quite often. Some others don't, but I try to keep in touch with all of our donors. But anyway, who are we? Who the hell are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio, people, dear people, dear people. We are the only radio media in the world. You'll hear this many times. It's no less true. We're the only media in the world that we have dedicated ourselves. We have sworn and pledged ourselves, our sacrifice on the altar of God to fight for our people, to do everything in our power to resist global white genocide. And people, it's picking up steam every day as I speak. Even right now, it's picking up speed. It's worse today than it was yesterday. It was worse yesterday than it was the day before. But my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Like I told you, you're listening to Blood River Radio. And today is the 18th of November in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, 2023. There is no name under the sun of which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ, Almighty God. So tell you what, folks. God sent his son, his only son, to earth to save our miserable souls. We did not deserve it. I can guarantee double damn to you. I didn't deserve it. And you're probably not a lot better than I am. So you don't get high and mighty. I'm not going to get high and mighty. There's nothing we have done to deserve salvation. That's you're saved by grace and grace alone. That's it. At least any man, not through works, at least any man should boast. Folks, you know something else? This is a Christian radio show. I'm just going to say a couple of words, and then I'm going to see if my dear, precious brother, Ren, will pretty much take over the bang prayer. But I'd just like to ask God, I'd like to thank him again for saving me, for getting me back from New York. I was just telling Ren and Lizzie during the break, that was the most miserable experience. I have never been so cold in my whole life. I got hypothermia and got sick from that. But I prayed God that he would let me cross that finish line and get my medal. And I did, and my time was about an hour and 44 minutes off from last year's time. God did it. He answered my prayer. He let me hurt now because I know it was a test, and I think I passed that test. But I'd like to thank God for that. I'd like to thank God for everything he's done for us and Blood River Radio. And I'd just like to ask God to please don't let me give up on this radio program and the fight, and to continue to give me courage and wisdom to know who the enemy is and what to do. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And now also, listen, I want if Brother Ren will come in. You can't say too many prayers. And I like the way Brother Ren prays. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's my brother. I'd do anything for him. So if you don't mind, Brother Ren, just say hello to all of our listeners out there and then do your thing, brother.
Yeah, sure, Brother Eddie. And hello to all of our As Eddie says, our precious Blood River Radio family. Let's pray. Please bow your head. Lord, today, first of all, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being the God of all gods, for sending your son to die a horrible death on a cross in order that we might have a chance to have eternal life with you.
Amen.
One day. choose it. Lord, we just humbly want to pray to you today for revival. As Pastor Rob talked about a couple of weeks ago, we want to pray for revival for your people. Your people, Lord.
Amen.
To stand for you and to stand up for King Jesus and to stand up for truth. Lord, we just pray that we will have people that believe in you and stand for you and to finally take a stand, and no matter what the sacrifice.
Amen.
To stand for you and your righteousness. As Brother Rob talked about the other day, we've got to be a blessed nation before we can be a righteous nation. So we pray for revival, not amongst everybody, but amongst your people, Lord. Because with your people, we don't need masses. We need your people and you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Get us through our struggles of today. And we have struggles of today. But the Holy Scripture, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. The Holy Scripture tells us, as Mama used to say, there'll be days like this. So, Lord, we just ask you to be with us. We pray that you would waken our people out of the stupor that they are in. And that they would just become active and vocal, do a little something.
Yes, sir.
To help themselves and to stand against all of the deception that is taking place in this world right now. Deception by Satan and his, as one of our loyal listeners says, his officer corps, because right now they are alive and well. But Lord, with you and King Jesus and our people, we can overcome. And Lord, we just thank you. We want to thank you for this program. Thank you for Brother Eddie. Thank you for Sister Nancy, Sister Monica, Brother Gene, all the participants that come on here, too many to name. Thank you for those kind of folks, Lord. Thank you. And Lord, as we always say, thank you most of all for Jesus.
Amen.
Yeshua, the Messiah, the Christ child, who came and lived and walked on the earth and died a horrible death at the hands of the Antichrist, which he's warned us about over and over in Scripture. He's warned us about. So we shouldn't be surprised or whatever about what goes on, because you warned us about it. Those that claim to be of Judea, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice. And these things we pray in his holy name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Rand. And you opened me a segue for me. I'm going to bring up in a few minutes. It's deception. I wrote that down when you said deception, 2 exclamation marks, deception, 2 exclamation marks. Also, we always go to the donors. Like we said 100 times, 1,000 times, and it's true that we couldn't operate 1 minute without our precious donors. One, I left my fault. We had a a donation to come in the mail right before, in the middle of the week before I went to New York. I've gone for a week up there in New York and froze my butt off. I mean, I've never been that cold. Kind of got me off my game for a while. But it's Miss Amy Von Savoye, I would pronounce that. And she is in Wyoming. I hope I'm not giving you way too much information. She's married to Ken. And so I would like to thank you so much for that donation. She also sent a little note. And it's just it's short and sweet, but the point. It says, thank you for all you do. We listen every week. Amy Von Savoye, prayers and best wishes. Thank you so much, Miss Amy. Notes like that mean a lot to me. I'll put that in my with my treasure of notes. I have several bags of them I've been accumulating over the years. Also, folks, I'd like to read this card. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't take anything on the earth for this card. It says, here's how it goes. I got this in the mail. You do so much. You do it so well. You do us so proud. You do know you're so awesome, right? It says, congratulations, little Eddie. We at Blood River Radio are proud of you. Keep on running. Nancy, your old mean sister, and all the co-hosts. People, I treasure that. There's no way I wouldn't take anything for that. That really gets to my heart. I'd like to thank you, Rand and Nancy and Miss Monica, for that. Thank you so much. Well, I hear the music, so we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a quick outline of what we're going to do tonight, and then we'll delve into the meat of the program. Be right back, folks. Please hang on.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I thank you so much for you people that are hanging out and listening to us. And, you know, we're doing this for our family, our blood families and our blood friends and for all you out there. I'm hoping we're doing something to fight this devil. And I would like to do more. I know we keep saying this, but me and Rand got a few things in the fire, and God willing, we will do it, because I've said we're going to do it 100 times. We will. But listen, I'd like to tell you a quick outline. Sister Nancy, I talked to her, I think, yesterday. Boy, I can't keep track of time. And she has a lot of stuff to talk, to bring to mind. In fact, on the show notes, I put, is it conspiracy theory? Is it true about what she's going to talk about? What started the thing in, what started the Jews' attack on the Christians and the Palestinians? In fact, one guy told me this, it's true. You don't hear all these stupid Judeo-Christians talk about, oh, Israel over there, the Palestinians are fighting them. You know what they don't mention? We have Palestinian Christians over there that have come from the same stock that walked the streets with Jesus Christ. Some of the first Christians really were Jewish, whether they were from the Jewish, Jesus and his brethren, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think Luke was the doctor. I think he was a Gentile. But you have Jewish Christians. You have Jewish Gentiles that were Christians. You have Muslims. You have all kinds of races there, religions there in Palestine, and they all got along together. But what they keep overlooking is the Christians that are in Palestine were there eons before Israel. There was no Israel when Jesus walked the earth. Israel had been destroyed a long time before. I think even before Roman general. I don't remember his name. Was it Tiberius? Anyway, he's destroyed. They completely leveled Jerusalem and drove the Jews all over the world. There had been no Israel for thousands of years. But anyway, I'm getting off track there. The third hour. Also, Sister Monica will be joining Sister Nancy. The third hour, Gene's probably going to fill the third hour from wall to wall. He's got something that's very exciting for me. He's went to some what I would label as Southern Independence meetings. Not so much the League of the South, but other organizations. He'll tell you about it, and it's talking about putting in a government. They've got a government structure in place. They're betting that the United States is going to fall, the government as we know it, which is really a Jewish criminal cabal. We have even the so-called Christian churches in the United States. They're not Christian, they're Jewish. They're what the Apostle Paul would call Judaizers. Yes, that's exactly what they are. They wouldn't know a Christian if it bit them in the ass. But anyway, before I go to my articles, Brian, I'd like to say this. You told me about, you mentioned the deception. I'm just going to get this and we'll go right to you. Because right now, like Rand said, we're under a gigantic deception. Just today, when I went to the park, did a quick run, nothing big because we got a marathon coming up in 2 weeks. We have this Bach radio. It's huge radio. I wish I had the money they have. They have Washington Week. They get any congressman or senator they want. They come on their program. Well, they have these so-called Christian men, these good Christians, and these Jews just spewing out pure 100% lying filth. They're talking about like the poor Israelis over there, Rand, are just totally defenseless. They're standing alone against this monstrous, this gigantic army of Hamas. And we all know it's a lie. We all know that Israel is not in danger. They were talking about Israel is in danger of being wiped out and exterminated. And they're having to fight alone against all these heathen Hamases, which is a total lie. Everybody knows that, that area of the country over there is just an open, Gaza is an open-air concentration camp being bombed and tortured. They have no food. They have no water. Disease is going according to the United Nations. Every country in the world, except the United States, has condemned Israel for their crimes over there. Some of the lies that this so-called Christian radio station makes you even want to vomit. And they said, you know what? They make light. They said, yeah, the Israelis attacked the Jewish, the hospital, a children's hospital. Listen to this, people. The Jewish soldiers, before they entered the hospital, they were shooting doctors, lawyers, and patients. And they didn't know who the hell all they were shooting, but they were shooting, snipers were shooting through the windows of the damn hospital. It's never happened in history. And listen, the way this Judeo-Christian radio station, they twist it, it's just so Talmudic the way they twisted it, Rand. They said, they thought that the Hamas was hiding in the hospital. They said, which is a crime against breaking international law. Never invading a damn hospital is what the breaking the international law is. And what they did fail to mention, the Jews, and anytime you say Israelis, just substitute Jew. That's what they are. They're stinking Jews. They're Satan worshiping Jews. Like Rand said, like Biska says, the devil's officer corps. They don't mention that. They went in there. They can't find one soldier. They can't find anything. They've been saying that. See, this Judeo-Christian radio show lied by omission. They said, yeah, they attacked the hospital. They went inside. There was gunfire inside the hospital. They went and invaded, shooting the place all to hell, shooting kids, doctors, nurses, shooting anybody that tried to leave. And they said, because those Hamasists, they were violating international law. What they didn't tell you, that they couldn't find a damn thing. They went in there on bogus. So that's the mass deception. If you're in one of these Judeo churches, you need to get out of there, because I promise you, you're going to bust hell wide open. I don't want to see any of these white people go to hell. But if you want to know the truth, I think 95% of you are just hopeless, and you're going to anyway. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say about deception, Rand. When you said that trip put my tripwire, so to speak, back. Go ahead, Rand. I don't blab too much already, brother.
Well, good. Well, thank you, Eddie. And that's something that we all need to think about. You know, we hear about all of this intelligence that the Israelis, or the Antichrist, really, are capable of and have. But let's just think about this. Look at all the way back to October the 7th. Let's just think about this for a minute. You've got on one hand that they can claim that they know that there's only one Hamas freedom fighter held up in a hospital. But on the other hand, it took them 7 hours to respond to a hand glider attack. Now let that sink in for a little bit. But I don't understand why they hadn't already. Well, I do understand why they haven't already been a response by someone from over in that region, whether it be Jordan or Iran or Syria or somebody. And to me, it is because, you know, we've heard for how many years now, 20 years at least, 30, about the Iranians having nuclear weapons. Well, it seems to me that we should have been worried about the Jews having nuclear weapons, because they're at a point that I think that they're willing to destroy the whole world over this. If it comes to it.
I agree.
I really do. I think that they'll destroy the whole planet. And maybe even the United States so-called leadership is looking at it from that kind of point of view. Because we sit back. It's no telling what they've got. We really don't know what they've got. They most likely have chemical weapons, bioweapons, and for sure have nuclear weapons. So it's kind of a touchy situation that's responding to them. But sooner or later, somebody's going to have faith enough to stand up against them, because what they're doing over there to those Palestinians, and we said this before on this program, nobody else in the world could get away with. I mean, they go from bombing, as you said, Eddie, hospitals last week, and you know they claim all these. I hear the music.
Boy, time flies, doesn't it, brother? That's right. The music's up on us, folks. We'll be back. We'll go right back to Rand as soon as we get through this next commercial. We got to take a break to pay some bills. Be right back, folks. Yeah.
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, we learn two Republican presidential candidates reveal their wives suffered miscarriages, Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis.
We got pregnant, but unfortunately, we lost that first baby.
Both participating in a conversation in Des Moines sponsored by evangelicals in Iowa.
But we just kept the faith. We just kept praying.
House Speaker Mike Johnson keeping to his word and promising to release more footage from the riot at the Capitol back on January 6th of 2021. 44,000 hours of video will be released in waves over the next few months. Johnson on X writing, "Truth and transparency are critical. This decision will provide millions of Americans, criminal defendants, public interest organizations, and the media an ability to see for themselves what happened that day, rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials." In other news, there's a new Fox News poll out of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote, West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein getting 4%. Meanwhile, some Americans with other political ticket combos on their mind, USA's John Schaefer explains.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
God bless you, dear Blood River Radio people. Hey, I've got to tell you this one thing. It's about to burst out of my heart before I go back to Rand, because this is very near, very, very, very near my heart, me and my heart. There's a place on Tennessee Street here in Memphis, and I go to there when I'm training, I heavy train from 2 to 3 times a week, ride my bicycle down there. It's down by the Mississippi River. Right there, you can take a slingshot and shoot a rock to the Mississippi River because they have these gigantic stairs that come up from the Mississippi River up to what they call the Riverside Drive Walkway. One set of stairs has 73 steps. The other one has 84. Anyway, there was a young couple walking on Tennessee Street, I think it was last week, a man who worked for Alsac St. Jude. And with Alsac, they're the part of the St. Jude that raises, they're in charge of raising the money, they organize marathons, half marathons, all kinds of stuff like that. And what I like about it, it's not Jewish. If I remember, it's the American, Lebanese, Syrian, Arabic charities. Danny Thomas started it. 1962 when he came here in Memphis. But anyway, he was an employee of Alsac St. Jude. He's walking there on Tennessee Street, and this nig, he's scuzzy. Him and his mulatto girlfriend, they robbed a couple. Well, the man gives him his wallet, peaceably, trying to avoid any conflict. And everything went cool, but when he started going over to the mother. To the mother, they had a small child, a wife, a husband, and the mother. And this is the husband. He jumped to come to the aid of his wife like any red-blooded man would. Well, it was a hell of a fight here. There was a big-time struggle. Could have gone either way, but the nig had to control the gun and kill the man right there. You'll probably never hear anything that, but I just wanted to bring that up to attention before we go any further. It's very near and dear to my heart, this St. Jude. And it happens every stinking day. After Ran gets through, I want to give another little update. What goes on here in I-40, we have a major interstate here in the United States, here in Tennessee. I-40 goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's one of the major interstates in the United States. That and I-55. I'm going to go ahead and go to Ran, because I even hope it didn't take up too much time. But I wanted to work that in. That's very near to my heart. Anyway, go ahead, Ran. I hope it didn't take up too much of your time, brother.
No, I'm glad you brought up that story, Eddie, and that's going to segue into something I'm going to mention in just a minute. But just to finish up on what I was saying about these Israelis claim to have all this intelligence, you know, they claim about all these tunnels. They put out these 3D images of these three-level tunnels and this massive underground network up under these hospitals. But then when they go in there, they can't produce anything. They can produce where they found a backpack and I think in one instance they found a AK-47. But you know, if I was a doctor over in Palestine, you know, I'd have me an AK-47 or AR or something with me if I was able to. So you know, they put out all this about these tunnels and all, and it comes to find out that these tunnels that were already concreted in, which was most likely done in the past by the Israelis. So, I mean, what's going on over there? It's no justification for it. They're killing innocents, probably up to at least 15,000 by now. Half of that number are children. You see people, images over there. Thanks to Miss Nancy, she sends a lot of good stuff out, digging through the rubble of where they bombed the housing districts, the hospitals, or whatever. They just bombing them to death, you know, of people trying to dig out their, trying to find their living room, man. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and having to go out and just dig through what used to be your living room? I mean, my goodness. I mean, I don't see how any true Christian couldn't have some kind of compassion for the Palestinian people right now. You know, I know I've heard people say, you know, they don't have a dog in the fight, kind of, you know, that wasn't their words, just my words. And I don't really either, but praise the Lord, I do have some compassion for innocents dying. I mean, not only are they being bombarded to death, they're being starved to death. They don't have electricity. They don't have water. I mean, my goodness. And then you got the United States leadership just standing by with a twiddling their thumbs. Oh, hum. Let's just let this. I mean, I don't know, but anyway,
they don't have compassion because they're not Christian. They're Jews. Yeah. They've been Judaized.
There's no compassion in them, Eddie. And you know, they've had so much influence, seems to me, in this country that over half, two thirds of our people in this country don't have compassion either.
That's right. Exactly.
They've been overtaken by the spirit of Antichrist. That's no other way to put it. They have been overtaken by the spirit of Antichrist. But something I wanted to mention, you kindly led into it with the story about the young man getting gunned down by the damn Negro thug after he'd already given him his money, but most likely then he went to his wife, no telling what he called her. probably ain't no telling. He probably grabbed her. Ain't no telling what he did. That's what they do. Yeah, that at least the young white man had the, excuse my way of putting it, but at least he had the balls when he went to his wife that he said, "That's enough's enough. You ain't gonna get away with this over my dead body, and unfortunately wound up dead, and the low down dirty bastard that killed him at the most will get the rest of his life maybe in the penitentiary where he's gonna get
5 years. Six most.
He'll be took care of. He'll have TV. He'll have a gym to go to or whatever. That's at the most. But anyway, what I wanted to get to here is that it seems that the Zionist Jews and the offspring of Cain, whose father is the devil, are now at war. With Elon Musk. I don't know if you saw this, Eddie, but it seems like that there was some kind of post on Elon's platform, which is X, used to be Twitter. Somebody had made a post on there about they were simply making the case about Jewish influence being behind anti-white efforts in the United States, such as Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, is controlled by a Jewish woman. From what
yes, this was so funny, it certainly is, but controlled by a damn Jew.
Yeah, a damn Jew, you know. But anyway, all Elon Musk said was that you speak the truth. Well, now, IBM says they're not going to advertise on his platform on X anymore. And, one report from CNBC said that Elon Musk boasts anti-Semitic tweet claims the ADL and other groups push anti-white messages. Well, the masters of manipulation, the masters of deception, we know that. But you know what I say, Brother Eddie and our listeners? Good for Elon Musk. I don't know how long he'll continue to do it. I hope he stands firm. But good for him for standing up to the ADL. Good for him to, what other corporate head have you heard stand up to Jewish influence? Name one.
Good thing about him, he's got, Rand, he's got, I've heard, close to $1 trillion. I don't know if he's, I think they say he's the richest man in the world. And I'm sure, for the richest Gentile, oh, that's the music already. But do we have these Rothschilds that print the money out more than that? Rand, I hear the music, brother. We've got to go to a quick break. It'll be our last one. Be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Tell you some, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're trying to cram, maybe hope we're not trying to cram too much in here, but I'm going to go two quick blimps to show you how it is here in Memphrica. When you have a majority black population, I've just talked about I-40 a minute ago. On I-40, the niggas, these poor Negro thugs, they shut the I-40 down, the major interstate, and they started having drag races out there. I mean, on the interstate, they had traffic shut down both ways. Somebody should have run over their black ass. Okay, the cops come, right? When they get there, they start throwing bottles, Coke bottles, and objects at the lone cop car. See, then the story ends. You can't find out what happened after that. On I-240, the connector, three niggas, it's always niggas. All right, they're standing out there facing incoming traffic. They're standing, not in the car. They're out there in the middle of I-240 and with pistols drawn, firing indiscriminately into the oncoming traffic. People having to dodge them. Somebody should have run over and splattered their black ass like a damn mosquito hitting the windshield. Anyway, I just wanted to get those two stories in right quick. Like, I know it's not doesn't really fit with our Jewish attack on Palestine, but anyway, I just people need to know that this country's gone. But anyway, get back to you, Rand. Continue on where you were. I hope I didn't throw you off your game.
No, you didn't, Eddie, and I'll get right back to that in a minute. But just to comment on what you just said, just imagine Rand Owens or Eddie Miller getting out there on that interstate and causing some kind of commotion in any kind of shape, form, or fashion as they did. Just think about that a minute, you know. Think about us. Yeah, I think you mentioned off the air about some of them even firing some shots, three of them firing some shots.
Yeah, they fired directly into traffic. They're standing in I-40, the I-240, shut it totally down because they're standing. No one wanted to run over their black ass. And they're firing into people they've never even seen, just emptying their guns into traffic. And you can't find out anything else about it because the communist district attorney here doesn't want his Negro brethren to look bad. But back to you, Rand.
Yeah, but just think about Eddie Miller or Rand Owens and some of our brothers being out there and firing off shots. Connected to Blood River Radio, it'd be worldwide coverage. Worldwide coverage.
Why? You know something else? And if you shot one in defense, self-defense, coming in your house, it's proven. Not long ago, I talked about in this radio station where a man went out into his driveway. The niggas were trying to steal his car. A gun battle ensued. He went to jail, and they didn't. That's what would happen. It's just like it's called anarcho-tyranny.
I want to make this statement right here. The Jews, if the white man ever wakes up, if the Christian white man in this country ever wakes up, the Jews are going to be the demise of the Negroes. They're going to be the demise of the Negroes if the white man ever wakes up. But anyway, getting back to Elon Musk, he went on to say that the Jews, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but they're pushing the same type of hatred towards whites that they want people to stop using against them. You know, they say one thing and they do another. But you know, it sounds to me like Elon Musk would agree with a lot of what's said on this program.
I guarantee he would.
Because you know what gets you in trouble these days, brothers and sisters? And y'all know this. Speaking the truth. That's
yes.
What gets you in trouble. If you talk about white nationalists or Christian nationalists, that's going to get you in trouble right there. But when you speak the truth, that's what gets you in trouble.
Here's something I like to speak the truth about. You know what? Shifting gears a little bit, Brandon, you've probably seen this article. Was it Xi Jinping, the red Chinese dictatorial, bloody dictator of China, came over to San Francisco last week? And listen, was given a welcome like the president, or like they gave General MacArthur when General MacArthur came home from Korea. Listen, they put out communist flags all up and down the streets. They played the communist anthem. They had a giant dinner there in San Francisco, Rand, where it cost $4,000 just to get a ticket to get in, and it cost $40,000 a plate. And they had people like, as nice as Elon Musk is and people like that, they had him. They had the guys who had like Apple. The head of they had these top CEO, the head of Federal Express. They had all these gigantic Fortune 500 companies standing. He got multiple ovations, clapping like he was some kind of a conquering hero. And if, you know what, Rand, and I think Sister Nancy's there now, if that doesn't prove to people that this country has been completely taken over by a communist government, a communist dictatorship, nothing will. And, you know, but I'm going to tell you what. It could not happen without the Jews' approval. Because keep in mind, folks, they'll tell you how powerful red China is, but there's not one red Chinese dual citizen sitting in the Congress or the Senate or any state governor's house. There's not one Chinese bank that's allowed to print money like the Jew Bank, Federal Reserve. They're the ones in charge of printing every stinking dollar in this country and also with the World Bank, International Bank Settlement, et cetera, et cetera. So back to you, Rand.
I'm just going to make a quick comment. Even more profound, they cleaned up the streets for him. They can't clean up the streets for their own people, but they clean up the streets. They got rid of all the junkies, all the homeless. They got them out of the way, out of sight for this communist to parade through. And like you just said, Brother Eddie, give him an all-out ceremony, dedication, whatever you want to call it, communist flags flying very openly everywhere. I mean, my goodness, I mean, what's it
Memphis is a communist city. This in Midtown, where I got all these queers, is we have an LGBT plus the headquarters. They actually have it's a beautiful facility. They have a headquarters. LGBT. The streets are painted in the rainbow colors downtown. BLM painted in all the streets that our taxpayers' money pays for, and they will tell you flat out they are communists. They don't make any bones about it, none whatsoever. Speaking of. I'll read this. We got a little clip from Biscuit. I'm going to try to read this real quick. Let's see. Well, it's kind of long. Let's see. I'll read this when we come up to the second hour. Before we start up with the second hour, I'll read this quick. So I think Sister Nancy might be there. Did you have something to say, Sister Nancy?
Well, you know, I have a lot to say, and I thought you'd
because I know
at this point.
You're right. I wonder if wave you in a little bit, because it's kind of going. You never know how it's going to go. Anyway, so go ahead. What you got for us, Sister Nancy? Because
I've got a lot, but I'm going to start out with the things that we do every Saturday. I'm going to list the heroes and the tar and feathering. And I'm going to go back again to my, as a hero, I'm going to again mention Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie. The Jews are currently now attacking Thomas Massie as one of the only courageous voices in Congress who has spoken out against giving any more aid to that no-good satanic Israel. So they're coming out with some propaganda and promotions against Thomas Massie, which is what the politicians always fear. This is why they don't speak against the Jews. And then another one I want to mention is this new Speaker of the House, Representative from Louisiana, Mike Johnson. I'm going to say he needs a whole bucket of hot tar and filthy feathers. He addressed this pro-Jewish protest that was in D.C., and let me repeat what he said. There will be no ceasefire. This jackass needs to be kicked. I mean, I wonder how he would feel had his home in Louisiana had been firebombed. His children had lost their arms and legs, and I say by the Jews. The Jews could do it, and would he come out and say, well, you know, they've been through so much, and we have to, you know, let them go ahead and do whatever they want to do because they've got terrorists they've got to fight. I don't think he'd have that attitude. No, not if his children had been killed and decapitated, had their arms and legs blown off. And it makes me sick. I want to know who is going to stand up for these people. Where who's going to defend these people? I mean, I understand the Arabs have a difficult time because they're small countries. As soon as they do something, America is going to blow them out of the water. But this cannot go on forever. I mean, this is probably 6 weeks of never-ending bombing. And today I read they again attacked the UN school and killed about 50 young, mainly children, in the UN school where these people are huddled down and trying to save their lives from this
the UN school
bombing.
It's a UN school. They attacked the UN school
in Gaza. Yeah, it's a UN school in Gaza. Many UN members have been killed as well. And you know, another thing that the president of Egypt came out, I think yesterday, and, you know, they can talk a big stick because they mean it, but they're really kind of defenseless in many ways because America is so powerful. And anyway, I think the Egyptian president did come out, and I love this idea. I think it's great, and I don't know if he'll put it into effect, but he said that now the refugee camp, which is in the south, which is on the border of Egypt, the Jews have said they've got to get out of that camp, and he said there's no place for them to flee to except into the Sinai or into Egypt. And the president of Egypt said that is not going to be allowed. They're not going to be allowed to the Jews are not going to be allowed to force these people into the Sinai or into Egypt. And what we're going to do is start a no-fly zone over Gaza. And that means they would be shooting down Israeli planes. That would be terrific if they really ever do it.
You know what, Sister Nancy, I wish we could catch one of these stinking representatives, a senator and or congressman, and ask him point blank, are you okay with infants sucking their mother's breasts, being blown in two? I'd like to ask them, make them state that. I'd like to make them state that. Oh, for the record, say it on the radio, on TV, the newspaper, you're good with killing, slaughtering infants, six-year-olds, 12-year-olds, innocent children, slaughtering them. Well, if people will carry this conversation over to the second hour. Now, hear the music. We got to transition over to the second hour. We'll be right back, folks. We'll pick up this conversation in the second hour. Hang on to you, folks. We'll see you, folks.